So why does it take 8 to 9 months to go through the embryo adoption process? How long will it take you to get your initial appointment here in Knoxville? How long after your initial appointment will you be able to have your frozen embryo transfer? These are really common questions that our team at the National Embryo Donation Center is getting every day, and we're going to delve into those in this edition of the Embryo Adoption Podcast brought to you by the NEDC. You can find out more about us by going to embryodonation.org. Again, that's embryodonation.org. I'm Mark Mellinger, the Marketing and Development Director here, and I am joined today by two of our key staff members, Krista Carter, who's our patient coordinator, and Kelly Seymour, who is our donor and recipient co-coordinator. She works on both sides of this. So I want to start, ladies, with that very first question. A lot of people will call on the phone or they'll email and they'll be like, does it really take 8 to 9 months? That seems like a long time. Why does it take so long? What's the short answer to that?
Well,
Go ahead.
I would just say because we have so many people applying, which is a great thing, the process, we just kind of have to have some markers as you move through the program to manage so many patients. So, the first thing you do is when you apply, you receive an email and you get your information about the program and your consents. When we get those consents back that have to be notarized, then we can offer you an initial appointment with us. So, and just since we've gotten so busy, those appointments are, booked further out. So it really is, it tends to be the people that get their stuff in quickly. You can email us your consents or you can send them the mail. You can do it either way, but they have to be notarized. So that's kind of, I would say, the biggest thing on the front end,
Well, and when you say that we have had a big increase in demand, I think it's important for people to understand that our staffing levels haven't changed in a way that's commensurate with the fairly quick increase in demand that we've seen. I mean, most of the year we've been running about 50% ahead year to date of where we were a year ago in terms of recipient applications coming in. I think we're at about 40% right now. So that and th those are big increases when you only have a relatively small staff doing the processing back there, right?
That's correct. Oh,
Yes.
absolutely. And there's everybody's in a different phase. So those new applicants are also competing with time with ones that are in later phase of the process. And so we're trying to give everybody, individualized attention that each one needs and where they are in the process, and that so that can also extend the time.
So tell me if like if somebody is just starting to go through right now, so we're recording this in September. Chances are that if somebody just sent in their application now and got their consents, their forms and consents in a timely manner, you're probably looking at what, maybe February if you're lucky
Yes,
for your
we
initial
do.
appointment.
Yes, we're booking into February now. So sometimes when people reach out and then maybe I don't get their consents, like maybe till a month later, well, then that's even pushed out more just with the increase, in interest in the program. So,
So that's probably a good rule of thumb right now. If you're considering, and ladies, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're considering filling out an application and applying to adopt embryos with the NEDC, you're probably looking, if you get your stuff in a timely manner, you're probably looking at 5 months before that initial appointment to Knoxville, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's
No,
talk then. Go ahead, Kelly.
that's okay. Go ahead.
So let's talk then about other parts of the process that can take some time. A lot of people want to know, well, when can I get to the matching? Well, there are a couple key milestones you have to clear first before you get to the matching. A lot of people will call us and want to look at our inventory, for lack of a better word, look at our donor database. right then and there, and we just, for a lot of reasons, can't show it to you then. You really can't see that until you get to the matching phase. So Kelly and Krista, explain what the key milestones are and how long those can take before you get to the matching process.
I would say, you know, everybody comes to that first appointment at a different stage of the game. Some couples don't like to go ahead and do their home study until they see if they're medically cleared. Some couples have perhaps already pursued traditional adoption, foster care, so they have a home study in the works. So, you know, kind of bottom line is you don't have to have your home study done to come for your first appointment. You know, it's great to have it done and have it reviewed. The earliest that you get access to the database is the day of your first appointment. And that's only if your home study is done and reviewed, if you pursue a traditional home study, or if your Snowflake family evaluation is completed. And that is a home study that's specific for embryo adoption that we do through Nightlight Christian Adoption. So if you have one of those two things done, the earliest you could be matched is the day of your appointment.
And that's assuming you receive medical clearance, which you will have a couple of exams upon your initial appointment. And so, right, if you had your home study completed and reviewed, and you receive mm-hmm. medical clearance, then you could theoretically get access and start the matching the day of your initial appointment. And we do have some people for whom that happens. Now, so Kelly, it's, you know, that sounds pretty simple, but it can take some time to get a home study first completed. And then I think it's important for people to know when they go through the NEDC, completed home study doesn't seal the deal. It has to be reviewed. Can you explain both those processes and how long that can take to have it completed first and then reviewed?
Okay. So if you're using a Snowflakes evaluation, then that's specific to embryos and we don't have to have those reviewed. So if you've gone through that route, then that, again, that doesn't have to be reviewed by our social worker. But if you've done a traditional or a, what is the terminology she likes to use? The foster to adopt.
Foster to adopt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then those actually have to be reviewed by our social worker. And that can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to get a full review mm-hmm. because of our increase in patient load on their end, because they're also working on mediations for our open recipients and our open donors. So that's also time consuming. So that can also extend the time a little bit. But if you've already had your home study done and send it to us before your appointment, it's been reviewed, like you said, you can absolutely have access possibly on the day of your appointment.
So probably, am I right to say, probably the quickest anybody is going to get their home studies, if you're not doing a Snowflakes family evaluation, those go a little faster. But if you're just doing an infant adoption home study or a foster to adopt home study, probably the quickest you're going to get it reviewed and completed is 3 to 4 months. Does that sound about right?
I would say, yeah, you know, we have hired a new social worker too, so that's helping, you know.
And it depends on where they're actually getting or where you're actually getting your home study done. If it's someone in your state or something like that, those all vary. They have different requirements according to state and agencies that you use, and we don't have any control over that. And they may even come for your home visit and then have extra questions or things that you need to gather for them. So every single one of them is different for it to even get completed. And then once it's completed, then you would send it to Krista or I, and then we forward it on to our social worker for their final review.
And I'll take a step back to, you mentioned that really the first thing that somebody is sent after they fill out the online application with the NEDC is that packet of forms and consents. Does that generally go pretty quickly? That's, I know there, like you said, there's a form that has to be notarized there. What's the quickest somebody can usually turn that around?
I've seen them, you know, I've seen people get them to me within a week, you know.
Okay.
The other husband can get to, you know, have it notarized, and I think it's usually just scheduling for people, you know.
And that, there's even options for online notarized forms now. So that helps some people that are having difficulty with scheduling and things like that. They can do notarized online.
Well, okay. So this is really helpful. And I think, you know, you two really want to stress that, like, the sooner you act on that, the sooner you get your forms notarized, completed, sent to us, the sooner that you start on your home study, the sooner you really get the wheels rolling on the most important parts of the process, right?
That's right. That's right.
And, you know, the other thing people will ask is, when can I have my transfer? Which that's a whole nother question, because you don't know if you're going to go open or closed route, you know, and we'll discuss that more at your appointment, you know, then that's another factor, you know, as far as mediations with open and, you know, so it's kind of individualized depending on which route you're going to go as far as timing for the actual transfer.
Well, and the bottom line is, if you're going open, it's going to take longer. I mean, because you have to, and explain why that's the case. There's a lot more there are a couple more hurdles that you have to clear if you're going open, and they're not difficult, but they do take some time, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So once a recipient couple chooses, let's say they're going the open route, and they choose their donor, we have to reach out to that donor for acceptance. And we do that with a secure email. So a lot of times that'll go to their junk email, or if it's a donor that donated several years ago, their contact information may have changed, and it may take us a little bit more time to track them down. And we give them ample opportunity to be able to review that information on the recipient before they make a decision if they're going to accept or decline to go to mediation. So once we get a final answer from them, sometimes that can take a couple of weeks for that to happen. And then, you know, we move forward transferring the information to our social worker, and then she will start the mediation process with both couples.
And the
mediation can take 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
And what you're doing there is you're trying to craft what's called an open donation agreement. That's a binding written document that'll spell out the level of contact you'll have with the donating family, how frequently it will occur, that sort of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And within your packet, you'll see a form that's called a working document. And that's not a legal form. That's just your preferences on how you would like your mediation to look like. And so we view that information with the donor that you may have chosen or one that we've helped you pick to see if you're even close, because we want the best chance possible once we send you to mediation to succeed at that mediation. Sometimes they terminate if you get there. Maybe the recipient or the donor is not comfortable with something, or there's something there that's not allowing them to agree on some terms. And so they can back out either one, but we want them to be as successful as possible. So we view that information to see if they're pretty close in their preferences.
One thing that, and a couple things, but before we go, I think it's always wise to set realistic expectations when you go in. So right now, you know, we're telling people 8 to 9 months is a reasonable expectation from the day you apply to the day you have your frozen embryo transfer. We think it's a reasonable expectation that it will take about that long to move through the NEDC. We have just outlined some factors that could make it a little bit longer than that. So you know, don't take 8 to 9 months as gospel either. It could be a little bit longer. What I'd like each of you to tell me, you're in the guts of this every day. Each of you is working with numerous cases at the same time, so you've seen just about everything. Where are the hitches in the giddy up that people may want to look for? I would say expect a snag, expect an unpleasant surprise, because usually somewhere along the way it's going to happen, and hopefully we're not responsible for it. We're not usually, but there are things beyond our control that arise as snags. Can you ladies tell people what are common snags that you may just want to expect it could happen to you during the process?
I think the main thing is, I tell couples this week, you know, we won't know if you're medically cleared until you come to that appointment, you know. And right now, unless something changes, even if you weren't medically cleared, let's say you needed surgery and have a polyp removal, but your home study's done, we do still start your matching, you know, but depending on what you, your medical clearance, that could extend your time until you're ready for a transfer. You know, they may say you need surgery and a recovery. So that's going to be another 3 months, you know, so those are things, there's just no way to know until you're examined by the doctor. So that's a possible, you know, I guess the other thing that comes to mind, I'm just thinking about mediation. If something fell through with your mediation, with the other couple, and then we have to go find you another donor that maybe is more compatible. And then other things is just maybe a home study that maybe the they've got to review your home study and they're requiring more information. Something wasn't complete, you know, because maybe you've done foster care or something like that, and everything wasn't there that qualified it to be a home study that would work for embryo adoption. So those are just a few things that come to mind.
Well, the matching phase, even regardless if you go anonymous or open, I think a lot of people get very overwhelmed when they get to that part. That is an exciting part of the process, but I think a lot of people get overwhelmed and don't think of all the different aspects that go into it. And so we're going to help you with all of those things and making all those decisions. But if you as a couple kind of come up with your own criteria and what you're looking for in a donor, what's most important to you, and already have kind of have that in mind, that kind of helps with that process in the matching phase. If you get really specific, then it's going to be a little bit more difficult to find a donor that meets your expectations. So kind of keep an open mind.
Anything else that you ladies would want to let people know who are either our prospective embryo adoption recipients with the NEDC or our recipients just getting started in the process? And anything we haven't covered or have we mostly hit the expectations that you should have in mind if you're going to go through with the NEDC anytime soon?
I think one of the main ones is communication. So sometimes it may take us a couple of days to get back to your email or even your phone call because there's just two of us. And so right now we're actively matching about 80 people. So that's quite a large number. And so it's going to take us a little bit of time to give each one individualized attention and get back to your question. So we've probably not forgotten you. We're going to get back to you. You just have to give us a little bit more time.
Very good. Yeah, definitely give them. I mean, and yeah, if you've been in business any length of time at all, you know, it's pretty standard practice to give somebody a couple of business days. So, I mean, if you've sent somebody an email on Tuesday, if you send Krista or Kelly an email or give them a call on Tuesday, I mean, I think it's a reasonable expectation. Don't expect that you will necessarily hear something before like Thursday. And even if it's not Thursday, give them a little grace because these ladies are working very hard back there. I know that to be the case. Because all I do is wander the halls and watch them work around here. So I can tell you, as the guy who has the easy job, they have the tough job. And there is one way that we can remedy this and start getting things going faster. And that's to add more staff. So if anybody wants to just give us $100,000, that would be, I would be the guy to talk to. And my email is out there. So I look forward to talking with you if you're a big giver and looking for a nonprofit to donate to. You ladies are doing a terrific job. I think this is going to be really helpful to folks who are just familiarizing themselves with the NEDC. Things, God blesses us. Things continue to actually go really, really well. We've just, you know, we've had increased demand and it has lengthened the time span of the process. And that's just how it is right now. But I know you guys are doing a great job. And I think, you know, for the most part, people are having really, really good experiences. So thanks. It's a credit to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you can find out more about us by going to embryodonation.org. Again, embryodonation.org. We are here to talk with you and answer your questions, help you through the process anytime. I'm Mark Mellinger. This has been the Embryo Adoption Podcast.